This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, today we conclude a message from 1 Corinthians 8 dealing with a sensitive issue in the early church where people wondered, I'm a Christian. Do I eat meat that's been sacrificed to an idol? Which Paul would say in chapter 10 of 1 Corinthians was actually a demonic spirit. There were two schools of thought. There were those who said, it's not an issue because I'm a believer, I'm protected by the blood of Christ, and you know what? They were right. But there were sensitive believers who had trouble with it, and they were right because of their sensitivity to eating meat that had been sacrificed to an idol. Listen to the conclusion of the message today.
I closed the first service with this story. It's an interesting story because it's not a Christian story. I got it out of a sales magazine, of all things, an old sales magazine that someone gave to me, a sales motivation type thing. It was about a diamond dealer in New York City who ran one of the top diamond marts in all of New York City. He had a special diamond that was probably worth tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of dollars, and he knew that it would appeal to a certain diamond merchant in Holland. So he makes a long-distance call to the Netherlands and calls this man that he knows might be a potential customer and says, why don't you fly to New York, and I want to show you a stone that we've got. I think you'll be interested in it. So the man buys a ticket, flies to New York City, and the diamond owner, the diamond merchant in New York, assigns his top salesman, the guy that understands diamonds better than anyone else, to be the one to show this Dutch merchant the diamond. His salesman, his top salesman, the most knowledgeable salesman, explains all the intricate details, the technical details of why this diamond is so valuable. And you see the different facets here. And he was explaining all the technical details of the stone. And the man, after he listened, said, I don't think I'm interested. I don't think I really want to buy that diamond. Well, the owner of the diamond mart was 10 or 12 feet away and overheard the conversation. He said, would you let me present the diamond to you myself? He said, sure, go ahead. The owner spent 20 minutes talking about how beautiful the stone was, how much he admired this diamond because of this, and pointed out different things that the technical description didn't describe. And after 20 minutes of listening to the owner, he said, I'll take it. And then later, this merchant from Holland said, why did I refuse to buy it from your top salesman, but I bought it from you? And the man said, I'll tell you why. He has the knowledge. He has the technical know-how. He understands how diamonds are cut and how diamonds are created, so to speak, in terms of when we get a hold of them. He understands all of that. The difference is this. I love diamonds. I love diamonds. I'm not trying to make you a lover of diamonds. I do want to make you a lover of the Lord. Tell me what you love in life, and I'll tell you what you sell. And you know what I mean. Tell me what you love in life, and I'll tell you what you sell to the people around you. You tell me what you love, and I'll tell you what you're excited about. Tell me what you love, and I'll tell you what you radiate out of your life. Today, the message is this. Don't be a stumbling block. What's love got to do with it? Everything. Love trumps knowledge. And when you love Jesus Christ and when you love people, you're interested in your witness and your example. And yes, it does make a difference how you conduct your life. Why? Because of the rules. It has nothing to do with the rules. It has everything to do with the Christ. It has everything to do with your love for the Lord and your love for people. I'm not asking you, and I'm not giving you a legalistic set of instructions to follow, and you must do this, and you must not do this, and you mustn't hang out with people who do this or do that. That's not the issue today. Decide. What I'm going to do with my life is not going to be a stumbling block. Why? Because of legalism? No, because of love.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.